Welcome to WebEx. Enter your access code or meeting number followed by pound. Enter your attendee ID number followed by pound.
While they're getting that ready, y'all have the question already ready? Let's see how we're going to go through this. I know we did some rehearsal during the last, this Wednesday class. Christian was the one lead them asking the question. So I will just go with him to ask the main questions, and then Michael, Toki, y'all jump in to ask the question you think is needed, the one you prepared. And also, I need somebody to kind of pull out Microsoft Word and to write all the information down. Can you do that, Michael? Of course, we're going to record the whole session, but I would like to see if anybody can put the notes while we're talking. Yeah, that's the one.
What is 372? What's the name of that course?
Human computer interaction.
Okay, I was just trying
to.
You
were in that class last time, right?
Yeah, I know I've taken it. I'm just trying to remember what it was. Let's make sure it wasn't.
Human computer interaction and usability study. So remember, we got this set up the whole. You experienced that in the interview with the source story author. You were the one I actually lead the question in that one.
Professor, I guess based on the last. On the last class, I guess I modified some of the question,
mm-hmm.
based on your suggestion.
Yes.
So I'm not sure if you want to peer review those questions.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. Was it purpose and audience? Okay, let me see. I see. Actually, it's here. Let me show the flower. The bad thing is, I just ran back from my mother, so I forgot my phone in her house. I want to make sure the baby is not going to interrupt me. So, I can call her. I'm going to put a note. Oh, notebook, right. Here, so you can see. You can see this nice little bit. Sometimes you don't look at a chat box. Oh, she's gone. Who's having your trouble? I'm going to pull out her. It Taji. I see you soon. I sent a few reminders to make sure everybody can get it.
Hi, Dr. Lu.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Are you getting your coffee ready?
Yes.
Hey, hello. We made it.
Oh, finally. Yes, I was almost ready. Oh, here we go. I see. Jerry, what are you eating? I'm Jerry.
Breakfast.
Yeah. Lucky you. I only got a coffee.
Yeah, I got a coffee.
Okay.
This is Yay. The prize for me coming over early.
Yeah, I know. So our team is ready and get excited already. I just ask them if they get their coffee ready, then you just pop in. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to run and get my coffee. Jerry is here, so you guys go right ahead. I'll be right back.
Okay.
1 minute.
So how you been, Doc?
I'm good.
Good.
How are you? Our team is ready and get excited about your project. So we got a few questions to you.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to refresh some memory. We have some old team members. Michael and Taiji sit with you actually during the informatics day.
Mm-hmm.
First thing, let me ask you, for helping us to, you know, to review all the conversations and to make sure we don't miss anything, would you mind I record a session?
Okay. No problem.
All right. So I'm going to record it so they can go back and see it. All right.
Okay.
Yay. Okay. So like I said, we have two team members met you guys in person before, and then today joining us to have a few new members who are in my 372 Human Community Interaction and Usability Study class, and
okay.
They are going to use this project as their class project.
Good. Great.
So hopefully somebody will take it over and all the way to finish for their capstone maybe. Because I believe there is some database part involved. And so I'm going to, because, you know, it's good opportunity for them to practice their course content and how to do interviews. So I'm going to let the one student lead the asking all the questions, and then the rest of the students all jump in anytime they want. And
okay.
To get that, yeah. So let's see. Christian.
Okay.
Christian,
yes,
ready?
Professor.
Great. If you move your camera a little bit over toward to Denise, then we don't cut her. Yeah. Great. So
okay.
How you
is that good?
We love
okay.
That.
Is our makeup okay?
Yeah, I see that. Very fresh and very, very ready after a couple of calls.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. We like it. And so I'm going to let them to lead the conversation. And then
okay.
I'm probably going to summarize and see where we go next.
Okay.
So, Kristen, you can go ahead.
Sure. Hi, everyone.
Good morning.
My name is Christian Benitez. First of all, I want to thank you for your time and for allowing us to work with you on this project. So before we start, may I have your permission to record this interview?
Sure.
Oh, thank you. You know, as the professor was explaining earlier, you know, this is a project, you know, for the school and, you know, we will use it as part of the project for the Capstone project too. So I'll be conducting this interview. There's no right or wrong answers. My goal is to bring all the information and the necessary elements so we can plan, design, and develop a website that will help your family and relatives to plan your future family reunions and make it easier for everyone to keep in touch. All right?
All right.
First question. Can you tell us your name and a little bit about you?
A little bit about
us.
About the family?
Yeah, your name and a little bit about you. Yeah, your family, yes.
Okay, the family is, the Mullins is the family of, from my side, from my mother's side of the family. And the Mullins were, we first started our documentation of the family history in the late 1800s. They originally came here in slavery. And as part of this, they were originally purchased by a family, the Hensons. And then after that, they were purchased by a family, the Mullins. And I did send a document that outlines all of that lineage specifically. But what we have been able to do is throughout the years continue to have a family reunion to get together and celebrate our families, our successes, our not so good successes. And so our goal, as our relatives have passed, my mother, all of my family, most of them have passed, we want to continue our legacy through using technology, and that's why we're very interested in continuing to provide ways for our family to stay together even as we're distributed around the world. And I have, through some efforts of my own, scrapped together a Facebook page, and we have a biannual family reunion get together in our hometown of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. So we have one coming up in 2018. The goal is to hopefully get this website up and be able to use it as a method of communicating what we're going to be doing at the family reunion, as well as gathering up pictures, videos, and other media sources to be able to share with the family. Now, Jerry and I are both here in the Atlanta area, so and we've been here for many, many years. Jerry has, let me say that I am an adjunct professor at Mercer, teaching in the informatics area. And that's how I know Dr. Lube, and she was telling me about this opportunity, and that's why, that's how we came to this point to be able to talk with you and share with you our dream and hopefully work with you so that you have a beautiful project. I know it's going to all come together very nicely. Jerry, did you want to add something?
Yeah, my background is IBM. In consulting and services. Since leaving IBM, I've had my own business in IT and retired in 93 and 2003 really. Since then, just been doing some consulting as a sideline. And Denise and I have a consulting business together where we're doing a little work, some of it in product management and others in healthcare. The family that she speaks of is housed or headquartered, I'll call it right now, out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The tradition of the family has been centered around the elders, and in the past that wasn't bad because very few people left the area. Today, the family scattered all over, and it crosses all of the profiles from millennials to children, the different audiences that need to be addressed aren't served right now by the website that we have. And the purpose would be to make it as universal a tool as possible, and not just a one-way tool. Right now it serves as a portal out, but we want it to attract. We want people to send in stuff, to contribute, to feel comfortable in using the technology available to them, whether it's hand or tablet, laptop, whatever, to interact with the rest of the family and generate more interest in what's going on. And, you know, even if you can't be at the family reunion, be there through technology. So we think we have some aggressive goals. I don't know how you guys see it. Maybe that's not that much of a challenge for you guys with your expertise. Hopefully you can bring some excitement to our website that crosses the generations and generates a lot of interest and participation.
Mr. Carter. I did hear you say that let me tell you who I am. I'm Michael Rogers. I'm actually in a slightly different class than the other guys here.
Okay.
Yeah, me and Tachi, we're doing more of a project planning, and we'll be carrying this on to our senior design class. Cool. And I myself will also be carrying it through database class. So I'll actually probably build the database for this possibly.
Cool.
Great.
Okay.
And I did just say you currently have a website in place, mm-hmm. even though it's not meeting your needs. Can you tell me what that site is so we can kind of have a baseline here to start from?
Sure. It's www.mullins,
M-U-L-L-I-N-S.
M-U-L-L-I-N-S. Mm-hmm. Family Reunion. ALEC.com.
ALEC? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't pull that.
Family Reunion.
Let's see. Here it is.
ALEC.com.
Is that right? Here it is. I think. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Let me see if we got it right. Hold on. Mullins. Family Reunion. ALEC.com.
That's it. That says up there. It says welcome to. We don't have anything out there. We just have the domain name.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
That's what we have today, but we've been using the Facebook page. We just got this domain, yeah, as a part of getting ready for the project.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have a bit to build off of here. Okay, so you do have a Facebook page. That's always a good place to start, and that's a good place to link.
Okay.
Yeah, and it also answered my next question. I was going to ask you what service you use, and it may not seem important in a lot of client interviews, but I'm already thinking ahead toward database stuff, and GoDaddy does support a certain database system I'm looking at creating, and I know probably several guys will be using something called WordPress. I'm sure you guys probably know what that is.
I've heard of that.
So yeah, and that integrates fine into GoDaddy too.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, and you mentioned Facebook. Do you have any other social media connections?
No.
No.
Are you interested in any more?
Yes.
Okay. You know, you mentioned that you want to speak to every level of family, millennials, connectors, and even the older crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, going to several different social media mediums is pretty important in that. It's gotten where Facebook is for the older crowd now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the young people, I have no idea what they're using. Because I'm old myself, so
it depends on what day of the week it is, I think.
right. So, yeah. You know, that would involve some research from us to find out what that is. And it could be, and this could be something that eventually you work into to a site in which you would take a poll. What do you use for social media?
What media?
Right. And they And, you know, having polls in your site is pretty important to make sure that you're delivering to your family, not only the communication, but when you get down to planning your reunion, you can do like this in the past. And, you know, in the last time I'm doing this, you know, project management, we've had to do a little research. And one of the things I just read a big article on giving polls to your family, it does release a lot of resentment when you plan something, you can't always satisfy everybody.
Right.
And it was saying that having these polls on your website and showing that this is what most people wanted, it doesn't put it all on you when you plan that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to keep in mind when we get to the content part.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing along those same lines is the ability to put in quizzes, because in a cryptic way, I've been doing it through Facebook, where I'll ask questions about the family, like put a picture out there and say, who knows who this person is, or how many children did our ancestors have, you know, a certain couple or whatever. So I would also like that capability to do the quizzes along with the polls.
Right. Yep.
Very interesting. And this is a good recommendation, but I feel like that's a taste of the professor.
Yeah, get a feast then. Yeah, sorry, Christian. I just had to jump in there on the little section I had for my class. Do you want to continue on?
Yeah, Christian can. I think that leads to Christian's next question about who are the audience. Did you talk about the age group who are using the going to be using the website? Christian, go ahead, take the lead.
Okay. Sorry about that. So, yeah, I guess Professor Liu, you mentioned about, you know, the audience and who's pretty much going to be using this website, and what would be the user community, you know?
The user community is going to be really the family. I mean, everybody in the family, even extended family. So we'll have them from old people to young babies.
Like us.
Right.
Old people like us.
Well, we have a lot of older people than us,
yeah.
Even. But one thing about the generations today, and I've noticed that when I go to Tuscaloosa, because we are Roll Tide gang here, but the young children, I mean, the 3- and 4-year, 5-year-olds are, I mean, they're on the computers. And Dr. Liu, I know you know this with your daughter. I mean, they are just very receptive to technology. So we want it to appeal to them. But because we have a lot of elderly people, we want the type to be big. I mean, you know, not huge, but we don't want tiny type. You know, we need a lot of white space for people to be able to see.
Yeah. You know, it would be ideal if, you know, we could recognize the audience. So if we know that Denise Brewer logs in and she is of an age where maybe bigger print works best for them, then it pops up and they don't have to go in and adjust their accessibility or
Jerry can get complex sometimes, I mean, that would be a nice to have, but
yeah,
it's not a requirement,
right.
Okay?
But that would be ideal. Right? That we recognize who they are and we customize the delivery for them.
The website presence for them, yeah.
Right. If it's a young person that logs in, then they get a different picture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
To get a different picture? Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's a great recommendation, actually. I didn't thought about that.
Dr. Liu, you're not helping.
I know we can do a responsive site for different size of screen,
right?
But that's another layer of
uh-huh.
detail.
We can do that later.
You know,
yeah.
If we get there, great.
That's a good research topic, actually.
Okay.
I actually do that now for one of my clients on another project.
Oh,
so.
Oh, see?
See?
Don't know what people do, so.
Okay.
Cool. And we also like to share what's going on. Like on my side of the family, I will post stuff about my grandson, who's a great athlete. So there's a community that likes to keep track of what he's doing. So it would be nice for them to be able to, I'll say, enroll in I don't know what you call it, not a chat line, but a
blog.
A blog. Yeah, this is what I like to see. If we could post stuff about our kids. I know I have a friend over in Tuscaloosa whose daughter's a swimmer, and she just went to Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be nice to be able to have a sports blog, say, where the sports fanatics could keep track of each other's kids and the accomplishments and the, you know, all the clips and videos.
So the downloads would be definitely important, too.
Right, yeah. Or I could put links in there to Drew's stuff.
Right.
Let me ask you, so is the Facebook will continue to be used?
Only to the point of maybe saying what's new on the website. I would really like to use the webpage as the major piece, but you know, we could have the Facebook page there just because some people have become accustomed to using it.
Mm-hmm. And Facebook is very powerful, and
yes.
We probably want to continue to use it because it's very convenient to a lot of the people in the family. And I'm just thinking about it, maybe the website can be, because the website, you don't want that continue to be updated.
Right.
So only like a periodical. And we update the website, but the link to the Facebook can, you know, allow people to posting all the information.
Exactly.
There.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was my idea.
We've actually found it very useful to actually embed Facebook within the within your website, and that keeps people from navigating away from your site and just making Facebook what they're looking at.
Okay.
Right.
You know, if you just have a part of Facebook embedded within your app,
right.
And people can still, they can like and comment and everything that you would do on Facebook inside your app.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then everybody can see that there.
Yeah.
And we've actually did that on a couple of projects back, and it worked very well. And we were able to do that with Twitter also.
Super. Okay.
Cool. So any of the social media, Snapchat, Marco Polo, any of those can be.
And Google Blog, you know, because, you know, it's good to use some of these third parties, but I don't want to teach them how to rewrite and reinvent the wheel for something that already works.
Right.
And we don't have to worry about all the security measures you have to take. You know, if we try to, I mean, we could write a blog, but we can't do it as good as Google can. And you know, when they're able to take care of all the registration side and security side, you don't have to worry about all the spam you're going to get. I've written a blog myself, and I had to go in daily and clean up 100 things.
Wow.
So I'm sure that's something you don't want to do. And
exactly.
I have a blog now that nobody bothers with Google. And the same thing, now I don't want to jump ahead too much, but the same thing with PayPal. Yeah, we could write a secure spot where you can accept your payments, and that would cost you some money, I'll tell you that, because you would have to upgrade your GoDaddy to support the ports,
right.
443, which is your secure letter. You would have to do that, which with the PayPal you will not, and since you're accepting payments from family and friends, which we'll get into that as we get into probably the second half of the semester, you can do these PayPal for free since it's family and friends.
Yeah, we have a PayPal account, so we would be interested in that for sure when you're ready.
Yeah, we'll definitely get all that integrated.
Okay.
Right. Well, that's I think that's the the later part, and I want to make sure this conversation today is going to find new basic needs for the class, and we can collect the information to build the structure. I know there is a lot of things we can do maybe, but with the limitation of 8 weeks, we only have, now it's only like 4 weeks.
So yeah.
For how we can build, we can't, during the 372 class, Denise knows this class is human community interaction and the usability design. So this class we're going to build only the framework of this site.
Okay.
Collecting the needs, and then all the information, all the keyword we capture and build the like menu and different category and make sure that's correct and get you guys to review that.
Okay.
So what the needs of the site is most important. And then we're just going to do prototype, black, white, wireframe, and let you guys to review. And that's the end of this class. And then moving forward, we're going to implement that with color detail mockup for another class. And then we're going to do the implementation part with the database as well. So it's going to be running quite long. Do we expect that? So I would, at this point, I would like Christian to continue ask the, you know, the goal of the user, like what the user will do on the website.
Yeah. Well, the user would be able to, our hope is that as a part of putting this together, the user would be able to go in and look at some video clips or photos, as well as look at documents that are being created, maybe listen to some songs that have been put together by a family choir or family children's choir. We want to have the ability for them to go in and look at a memorial page of all the people that have passed, and even perhaps where they're buried. You know, we have a family cemetery, so maybe even have a picture of that perhaps. We talked about the polls and the quizzes where they could participate and feel like they're an active member of the family, even though they may be in Germany or in Japan. So it allows the family to feel like they're got a personal touch with all of the other folks spread around the world. We also want to be able to allow them to perhaps look up email addresses or ways to contact other members of the family, especially if they're going to be traveling. Let's say we're going to be taking a trip to Florida. I would want to be able to go in and see what relatives I have in that area so that I could contact them and touch base while I'm traveling. So those are like the main things we would like to do immediately.
Gotcha. So the purpose, I guess I go back to this very first question, the main purpose of the website. You did describe early, you said 2018 you're going to have a family reunion. So is
yes.
that the main purpose?
No. It's the main purpose really is to have a central site where we can keep all of the information about the family in one place that can be viewed by other members of the family spread around the world.
Okay. So you would like to have, I guess your family is, you do have a family international.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think
we should have a globe. There. Exactly where they are.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that would be great.
With stars on it for where there are members mm-hmm. of the family. But, you know, I think overall, what I'm sensing from the family is that the closeness, it's an old country, I'll call it country-based family, that everybody knew everybody, everybody was involved with everybody, and that feeling is going away.
With the younger generation.
Right. So the site is intended to bring that closeness back together so that everybody feels they have a place to go to find out what's going on with their family and can communicate directly with people who, you know, they may have lost their address or they've lost their phone number. So I can always count on going to the family website and catching up on stuff, meeting new members of the family, finding out, like they said, who's close to me, or I'm going to be in Seattle. Do I have any relatives in Seattle? What's going on with my relatives in Florida now that we have these hurricanes coming?
Yeah, that's a very good point. So let me ask a detailed question. So for I'll give you a scenario. I'm your family member.
Mm-hmm.
And how can I find this website?
Right.
The
first thing I did when we were thinking about it was search on Mullins. And
okay.
A bunch of Mullins jumped up none of them were the Mullins that I was looking for. None of them were the family. I asked, members of the family, where's so-and-so? I haven't seen them in a long time, and nobody knows. So the first thing I would think we would want to be able to do is to register ourselves so when folks think about Googling Mullins, we come up as a top 10, so that, we got a pretty good sized family and a lot of them would want to, I think that'd be the first thing they do is Google Mullins.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the other thing would be, that's another use for the Facebook page. We would publish the fact that we have the website. We could, depending on what other social media we're using, we can have younger people tweet it out. We can also, because a large nucleus of the family is still in Tuscaloosa, and they all go to the same church, we would be able to hand out that information there. We would, be able to have some printed flyers we could have that we could pass out, as well as making sure that there is a nucleus of people that kind of have all the information. If anything happens, everyone kind of knows to go to these people. So we would make sure that they also have the website address that they could give it out. And certainly we would really promote it at our family reunions. Maybe even having a computer set up and demoing it there at the reunion so that everyone knows that it's available.
Okay.
So we would have several avenues that we would use to get the word out.
Right. Okay, so I'm the member. I got that information. So let's go back to the how the website can help that. And so after I get the website, I get on. And so
mm-hmm.
you must be allowed. Do you need a way to record a new record database, basically?
Yes.
Yes.
Need a way to enter my information.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to find out. What content should we include, like a page allow the new member to sign in?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you
absolutely.
Need that.
And I think to what the minimal elements of that, of course, would be the name, their address, their telephone number, and their email address. Those would be the four critical elements to capture. And then, of course, we could add other elements like birth dates. I think we would want to set it up where we could have each person enter individually and not by family. You know what I'm saying? Like if I go in, I would enter myself individually Jerry would enter himself individually. My daughter would enter herself individually. So a page to...
Why you want them to be individually? How you, yeah. If you enter them individually, how you can verify they are family member?
Well, I guess what I'm saying is they would enter themselves individually. When they would log on, we would ask them for that information. Rather than having a form where I would, as the mother, put my name and then list all of my children. Maybe I'm making this too complex, but...
I don't know why you...
So let me ask you, there is two spots we can collect the user information, that what I'm thinking. One
okay.
is serve for the reunion event, for them to register the event, and then we can collect the information from whoever get, you know, registered, want to join, participate in the event. So they can sign in, those information automatically will be captured and put in the database.
Yeah, I think going forward that would be a good idea, but I think we're a little late in the game to try to do that for 2018.
Never too late.
Well, I'm not sure that I agree with that.
Okay.
Because my family is very slow. They're not real responsive. So I think going forward, that's a great idea. But I think right now, if we could just get the information out there that the reunion is going to happen, and continue the manual process that we've already got where they pay and not capture it through the website. Unless, I mean, what is the time frame we're talking about having this capability up and running? I think that's the important part for me to understand.
Okay. So what's the date for the reunion?
It's the last week
it's
of July.
July 27th, 28th, and 29th. Of next year.
Okay.
But, you know, even if it's not up, we need to consider that as one of our objectives, is to be able to do that, opt in and opt out on stuff. Do you want us to send you information, opt in or opt out?
Right. So go back to the early... you know, the user, like a member registration page. So
right.
Whoever, you said whoever, well, don't have to be having the tree linked together, but just individual log in. And we're just collecting as much emails as possible.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we send out the newsletter. Will you be
right.
able, is anybody in the family or you guys are the committee member and to be able to periodically to send out newspaper?
Yes.
Newsletter.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I mean, we'll start it out probably, but the goal would be to pull some of the younger people in and get them involved and engaged in doing that. So, yes, that would be great.
Yeah, that being said, we definitely would give you the ability and you the ability to designate to anybody at the level administrator where they would be able to go in and add members.
Mm-hmm.
Edit members or delete members. You make a rogue one every now and again. You know, somebody came in and just registered.
Yeah.
so you need to see the, and it'd be a easy one click, maybe even a verify option that you want to delete it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Christian
didn't give up on us, did he?
I'm sorry, I wasn't muted.
No problem.
Okay, so moving on.
You can go ahead and move on.
Okay.
All right, so how would you envision your family tree on this website?
Well, I think the simple approach would be to use the document that I sent you. I sent you our family tree in a document.
Okay.
And I would like to keep it in a document versus trying to create a tree and all of that. I think the document would be the easiest way to keep it updated. It's simple.
Fair enough. All right. Now, do you have any preference as far for background color or appearance on the website, family logo?
The picture, when you log on to the Facebook page, there is a picture of the Alex and Estelle. That's our family logo. I mean, that's what we use on all of our mailings and everything. And the tree that I have there is just a graphic that I found that I liked. But I think the logo would be the picture.
Do you have like your old hometown picture? I'm just thinking about it. Instead of actually, maybe we can have some kind of a the old times picture of where the origin of the family.
I don't have it, but I can get it. That's not a problem. You want? I mean, you're thinking of what? A picture of the town or?
Yeah, whatever it can represent your family.
Okay.
Like I just imagine it's my family. I don't know what that's going to look like, but you know, they're all new buildings. But
right,
I can find in the old pictures, maybe. You know,
we could probably find one. I can get
pictures.
Some people busy on it to find one.
Okay.
But yes, we can do that.
And or you can have like several of them. We can have a slideshow.
Okay.
For now.
Yeah,
and then
nice.
after the reunion, we can put the reunion activities as a slideshow, making
Great.
It more active.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Because we have some video from the last reunion. It's not as good, but we do have some video from the last reunion that we could certainly put out there well.
How many people attended that last reunion?
About 95, including children. We had about 95 or 100 participants.
Yeah,
wow, that's a good turnout.
Yeah, it was much better than the previous one.
Right. They've been growing, and we plan every year for 125, and we're planning for that same number again this year for 2018.
So you have this is a yearly reunion or every year? Or
Every 2 years.
Every 2 years. That's pretty often.
We think so.
Keep everybody active. I mean, yeah.
Yes. Well, I don't know about how active everybody is, but
it was a lot more active last reunion because the young folks are starting to get involved, are starting to be allowed to get involved in the planning and setup.
Yeah.
And that's why we want to reach out to the the boomers, the millennials, the X, the Ys, the Zs.
Yes.
So that they feel like it's their family and they have a say and they're more likely to want to come and participate. It's not a boring sit in church kind of family reunion. It's a have fun, meet new people, compete, and take home good memories. Let me ask you a question about the title of the webpage. We chose Mullins Family Reunion as the name for our webpage. I'm not certain that that's what we're going to look for moving forward. For me, it's kind of a blah, okay kind of thing.
Plus, there's a lot of them out there. That's the other thing,
yeah.
too. It's kind of confusing.
Yeah.
So we need.
So we're open to renaming.
What is the ALEC?
That's his name. That's the Alec Mullins and Estelle Mullins are the two people that were pictured when we showed the Facebook page there. That's Alec and Estelle. That's why we someone suggested putting Alec on the end of Mullins because there are other Mullins family reunion pages out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we were trying to distinguish it to our family.
So is that's one person's name?
Yes.
So,
uh-huh.
So I'm wondering if you should put a link with your location, like Tuscaloosa is the where?
Yeah.
The original?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could do that. Plus, once we put the pictures on there too, that's going to help a lot. That, like you suggested, so.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's just something to think about.
Yeah.
From
mm-hmm.
Jerry's
okay.
point of view.
But, yeah. So whatever you define, I think that, you know, the name, the Mullen is the name, family reunion, easy to spell, and Tuscaloosa, everybody know, then maybe it's okay.
Okay.
So
what was the next question?
Sure. Can you refer us to any website that you will normally use or visit when planning for a family reunion?
Well, I actually went out and looked at some, I kind of Googled it, and I came up with some ideas and concepts, but, I mean, there was nothing really that was unique. I mean, mm-hmm. They were all kind of generic and vanilla, so I think at this point, the main thing for us is because we do have a lot of older people and my family is very, we're Christians and they are very, the older generation especially is very religious, okay? So we want to be conservative in whatever we do because of that to honor them. And, but yet we don't want to be boring. I mean, we want the young kids to be engaged as well. So, we're open to a generic presentation of the web page, but something that is not too far out, but also something that would appeal to children and younger people.
Yeah, from my point of view, and probably from the out-of-towner's point of view, when we get ready for, like, I've already checked out prices and lodging because it's Tuscaloosa and the University of Alabama, and it's the end of the summer and the beginning of registration at Alabama. It's always difficult to find a reasonably priced room during that period. So maybe we could set up a couple of hotels that we could put on the site that they could click on, out-of-towners could click on and find some decent rates. Restaurants there are a lot of good restaurants in Tuscaloosa, so maybe some links to restaurant sites.
So what
open,
you're saying,
open table or something.
Yeah. So what you're saying is that for that design of the web page,
right.
We would want some links that would direct them to the hotels, to the restaurants,
right.
Even to the University of Alabama, because you know that's where they have a lot of. They've got the Bear Bryant Museum. They've got the Walk of the
Champions.
They have a lot of. Very wonderful sites and places to go. So the website, that main page, would be nice to have some of that on there as well, not just focused on the Mullins family,
mm-hmm.
you know, but to have a view of the city included as well with those links.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I guess, as far for the locations on family event, is it always in Alabama or the?
Yes.
So far, but the intention as we progress is to be able to move around to different locations. Maybe Atlanta, which is close to Tuscaloosa for the first one, or even if there's an interest, have special events like a family cruise or a family gathering at the ocean.
Well, all of that's wonderful, but that's a pipe dream right now because, first of all, the elders do not want to travel, so that's why we have it in Tuscaloosa. And my family is not the best at being organized and paying their money in a timely fashion. So those kinds of events are really going to need to be coordinated, and we're hopeful that a tool like a web page will allow us to put together the kind of coordination we're going to need to make those kinds of events happen. So, yeah, definitely a future desire, but for right now, it's in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
So follow up with that.
But on the other hand, in the off year, there's nothing that says that the family members can't get together and say, let's go to Destin, Florida this year, and we'll go back to Tuscaloosa next year. So, you know, that I don't want to stifle the family's wishes to do other stuff on the off years. If they want to do something special for Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, they should be able to do that.
Okay, but to answer the question specifically, Christian, yes, it is in Tuscaloosa for right now.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me ask you a follow-up with that question. So as far as organization of the event, this is kind of, I feel like the family reunion event is like a conference.
Mm-hmm.
Where you get everybody there.
Mm-hmm.
And how we get the money, I mean the funds, is each member will be donate some money or with their wish to how much they donate, or they have to pay the registration to cover the cost of the food and the hotel?
Yes, we actually work together and we have a committee. And we, you know, get the prices and we put together a budget. And then based on that, the number of people, that's why we use this 125. And we take that number based on what the budget requirements are. And we come up with a fee that each family pays. You know, it kind of varies. Last year we had a family fee where it included children, I think under 5 for free. And then anyone over 5 up to 18, I think it was $15, and each adult was 60. So we calculate that, and those numbers will probably be about the same for this year, for the 2018, based on what the expenses are so far.
That's only for a meal or whole day event?
Everything. It's the whole thing.
It doesn't include lodging.
No, it doesn't include lodging.
It doesn't include transportation. It doesn't include incidentals. So, you know, like Friday night, if the guys, if the family or the young folks decide they want to go bowling, that's an additional fee.
They would pay their own bowling, right, fees.
Mm-hmm.
So talking about bowling, so I guess it will be helpful to have a few activities around the town or a site around town, give a recommendation for kids-related activity they can go there by their own cost.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we could have that, and we also have a person in charge of that. So in addition to saying what those activities are, we maybe even could list who the person would be to contact if you're interested in doing those things.
Okay, that's great. So, by the way, all the information, pictures we need from you, all of those.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have to get that together. We've got a lot of the information already.
Okay. And I think right now we're based on 125. But I don't know historically if those number being offset a little bit. So later on, I'm thinking about having a registration page for them to pre-reserve. It could be help on the budget part.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be more accurate.
Yes.
Right.
Maybe we can, you know, within 10, number 10 or instead of 25 or 30 difference. So, I think, Christian, you have other questions like this you want to ask?
Sorry about that. What was your question?
I think you got other questions like...
Okay. So, sorry about that. I got a bit distracted. Okay. Now, do you have any, or any other features that you would like to see included on this website,
For example, like a directions to the location, like a, you know, link to Google directions or anything else?
Yes, Christian, actually, that's a very good point. We have already reserved the space for the 2018 event. So, yes, we could actually provide the directions and the location where everything is going to be held on Saturday and Sunday.
And also the agenda, probably agenda for the whole event, like what do you plan, just like the conference. And you know, that's going to promote your event. If you don't put there and people don't know what we're going to do there, if you have a detail where you're going to go, even maybe go to, I don't know, if Tuscaloosa have a good zoo, but whatever famous. Is that a car racing?
No, that's Talladega.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Tuscaloosa is University of Alabama.
Okay, so we can visit there.
Right.
So,
yeah, and Mercer gets to win a game there this year.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Go Bears.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I'll be rolling the tide.
Yeah, we have Auburn in my house, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That year, remember that
we get to beat them this year too.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, in two weeks.
Oh my gosh, yeah, we're gonna have earthquake again maybe this year. I was up there and teaching or something, and downstairs I heard some big noise and somebody kicked on the couch, almost get couch sleep. Yeah. But anyway,
okay.
So another question is do you guys, I'm sure you guys having anything like a t-shirt printed?
No, we try to keep the cost reasonable,
right,
and simple. That's something we'll probably want to add, but for the 2018 we would not have it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that could be a polling or a quiz. Do you want a t-shirt for, you know, a cost of $10 or something?
Yes. So. Yes. We've had a bad experience with t-shirts. We had one family member that we did not, we didn't check them out properly. And they were sponsoring the t-shirts. They got the money and we never got the t-shirts. So we have those issues as well. We do have some issues. So,
yeah.
So we're going to slow roll the t-shirt opportunity.
Okay. We kind of passed the time because we said we're going to from 10 to 9 to 10. So do you guys have another 15 minutes?
Yeah, and if you send us a list of questions, I think it'd be a good idea. We may have some other thoughts that we could
our class did a quick research on some of the side is already there. Want to show you guys and to see what your opinion is. One of the side is, well, to me, this side and the design is not the one we want to let you to see, but we would like you to see, I think.
We like the island picture.
Yeah. Do you
love the pictures?
Yeah.
I think I like the first one better than this one.
Oh.
I like that one. Ignore
the design, and want to know the content first. The family history. Do you want to include the family history?
Yeah, the family history. I like the stuff on the family tree, the family album, kinship gallery.
Family history. Okay, so do you want to do something like the family culture, like grandma's cookbook, something like that, to continue people to maybe the recipe?
Yeah.
Do you guys have those kind of things, like a united glue all of you together? I'm just giving you some ideas of thinking about what you want to put represent your family culture.
Yes, we can pull that together. Yeah. We have all this stuff. We just need to pull it together. But yes, that's definitely something we would be interested in.
Yeah. So family history, family culture.
Mm-hmm. I like the fact that it's a family website, and then the family reunion is
to the side.
To the side, uh-huh. So you can click on it and say, "Oh yeah, I'm interested in that." Boom. Versus being the family reunion website.
Right. That's a good point, Jerry.
Okay.
That's an excellent point.
So this website actually is kind of mixing everything together.
Yeah.
We don't quite recommend the whole thing together. It's so many content. It's not very clear. The structure is not clear. We're trying to understand what your needs are so we can build a clear structure.
Mm-hmm.
Another website I want to show you is a reunion-oriented site.
Yeah,
for example, like this. This is more toward to the reunion. So to my understand, what your needs are, the reunion, this website going to serve for the reunion, next coming reunion, at the same time to represent the family history and culture. Is that correct?
Right. Yes. Okay. Just as Jerry said, the web page is more focused around the family. And then on the sidebar would be different areas of information, with the reunion being one of those elements.
So I don't want to combine both family website and reunion website as together, just like with the very first one. Maybe I shouldn't show you them together. But you can have a link and to pop out another site like this, to focus on the reunion, and each time you can change the reunion one.
Okay.
So, but we can embed it probably family and family history, family cultures there as like static information. Like you can still add some of those periodically. But do you want something like this? Like somebody can register. We did talk about this.
Right.
So you can collect the information. So that's the part actually is going to toward to the database, in which actually Michael, Roger, and Taiji is going to work on.
Okay. This page that I'm looking at right now, though, is a registration page for the reunion for 2018.
But you want just the registration for the family.
Right.
Okay. So you can collecting, we may don't need so many information, but we can collecting the emails so we can send the newsletter out.
Yeah. Exactly. And the address, because some people don't have a computer or an email address.
Okay. So do you want the family member to be able to access the site? I mean, having a username, password, and then once they log in, they'll be able to see all the family members' detailed information. So that's something you probably need the permission of each of the family member.
Yeah.
Well, could we have two levels, though? I mean, yes, that's important. However, could there also be a level where they wouldn't have to log in, but they could see a certain level of information? I mean, they wouldn't be able to get people's addresses and phone numbers and all of that, but they could look at, for instance, pictures.
Absolutely. No problem.
Okay. So that I would like to have that, because some people may not get a username and a password. I mean, there might be some reason they don't want to do that.
Sure. And on top of that, you not only would have a non-user, but you would have user, which would be people that can go in and view.
Right.
Any information like
email
addresses or others. That's a lot. There might be some spots, like some of the blogs you might not want non-users to see, but there might be higher, there might have higher levels of users, like administrator, which would probably be you, that can go in and even see a little more. And then you might have, you might add in some more user levels on top of that as we go on.
Exactly. Yes. Right. That's exactly what the structure we would like to have.
Right.
Very good.
Would they have to be, if they wanted to forward something, the post on the website, or add a link to the website, is there some way that we could control that? Because some folks don't understand the appropriateness of some of their posts or some of their links. How do we police?
Yeah, you could definitely set up. I mean, just like on Facebook, you can set up your page to be moderated.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is whoever the designatee or group of designatees are to moderate, they would have to click the approve button before it makes that public. And
gotcha.
You could do that with any part of it. And you know, you're talking about using Facebook, Twitter, Google Blogs, and you could do that through them. And that's a lot of the spots where you would actually have things go public, as well as you were talking about with an idea, and we may have a look and see how we're looking at doing that, whether that's going to come to you or directly or even using third-party tools.
Okay.
So let me ask you, let's summarize what we need, what information we need for the reunion event.
Okay.
So basically the agenda for the event. And for the like location, and the location with some hotel information, weather maybe if you want, and the interesting sites, and transportation or like the so. Beside the event, do you continually collecting donation?
That's yes, but we don't right now in a what would you call it, an official manner. We do have what we call a scholarship fund.
We're trying to establish
that. Yes. I call it this. This is my characterization for. For the family reunion, we know that there are some family members who, you know, are not as well off as others. So we contribute, I call it, to the scholarship fund, to the membership or to the attendance fund that covers members who, you know.
Can't afford to pay to come to the reunion.
Right.
Okay.
So from that point of view, we collect donations.
Yes.
To support that. But we'd also like to make it I'll call it a subscription, pay as you go or pay in advance. We'd like the people that to be able to use the website to pay $10 a month or $20 a month toward the family reunion so that in 2 years they will have covered their costs.
Yeah, but that's why we're setting up the PayPal. So it would be just a matter of setting up a link. To be able to do that. We've got a PayPal account already. So that, of course, would just need to be fit into the page and it, like a sub level that explains and allows them to do that.
Right.
So registration fee for the event.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Different methods of payment.
So what else
the challenging part of that, you know, is going to be, you know, getting the database together to track their payment history and their balance, you know, to make sure they're at the point where they need to be at the reunion.
Right.
And that's why I'm saying we don't, in this first round, we already have a manual process in place to do all of this. So we will continue that for the 2018, but for as much as you want to try to blend in, we can certainly work with you to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. What are the information you would like to, promote your reunion plan 2018? What other information?
Well, I think the main thing, because I was kind of jotting down, Dr. Liu, what you were saying as far as the things that we need to have to move forward, we would definitely want that registration page, you know, where we're capturing all the information. So we would want to have that on there. We would definitely want, with the name, the address, and the email address, but we also will want the capability to be able to have the memorial page or the memorial. Maybe it's a slideshow because today that's what it is.
We have a slideshow of the memorial with music. So that
right. That we play every, we actually have a memorial time where we play this slideshow of all the people that have passed in the family, and it's updated. Jerry right now has responsibility for that. It's updated every time for anyone that has passed since the last reunion. So we would definitely want that on there.
Right. So I just want to add to that. I think that's very, very important part of the family and the memorial. And I think there are two most important things as a family. One is the when we say goodbye to them and they can peacefully laying and going to the heaven. But at the same time, we're going to have another part is welcome the newborn.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Now we don't have that. That's beautiful.
Yes, I'm just thinking about that. That's two most meaningful things in life.
Yes.
So that's, the sad part and the happy. So,
it's a balance, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a good balance.
Yeah.
All right.
And they should be able to submit that through the website.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alpha to Omega.
Yeah.
I think. Well, do you have some pictures from last reunion?
Oh
yep.
Yeah.
We got plenty.
We got lots.
Okay. So pick some of those. Maybe we can use that as a top graphic bar to make it roll. So that can help us to just like a conference understand how many people been there and how much fun they were laughing and having the good time. So
okay,
we got that.
We got that.
We got a video of a volleyball game. We can send you.
Great. Any other question, Christian? You want to?
I guess that should do it. Is there anything, would you like to add anything that we haven't talked about?
You guys have been pretty comprehensive. Mm-hmm. Like I said, if you send us the list of questions that we have, or you guys have, especially ones that we haven't gotten to answer you on, I'm sure we can think of other information to email back to you guys. I'll give you my cell phone number so that we don't have to be as formal about getting together and getting information. And you guys can just call me if anything comes up, you got any questions, and I'll coordinate getting with Denise to get you the answers. And
we're ready to write it down.
The number is 770-310-5931.
Y'all get it?
Yes.
Yeah, and if you text me, I'll get back to you. That's the best way because I get so many strange caller IDs that sometimes I'm
so
on the
phone. Right.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you text me, I'll give you a call back.
Okay, and I think for me, the only thing I just wanted to clarify, I think we hit on it, but I did want to make sure that we will be keeping track of how many people are hitting the site. Are we?
Analytics.
Yeah.
We want analytics.
So, So some kind of feedback on, you know, how the site is being accessed and, you know, how often.
Yep. Yeah, I ran a profile on the site last night, and it comes up with a score based on a bunch of different stuff, and I can send you guys the link. But our score is 24 out of 100.
Well, that's because there's nothing out there.
Right.
I mean, I'm surprised we even got a 24.
We got a 24.
Yes, because we got a domain name.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the Facebook or domain?
It's not the Facebook. It was the family reunion page.
Yeah, just the family reunion page.
Without anything, then you already got 24 out of 100. Then you're pretty.
Yeah. Hey,
add our 100. You are going to 124 out of 100. Wow.
All right. All right.
That can break the class score.
Michael,
you have some questions?
Yeah, what type of analytics are you wanting to gather? Are you just wanting to gather number of hits to the page or number of hits for each page within the site? Okay. Do you want to track where they're logging in from, like what state, what country? And then you could also look by based on what type of operating system they're using, what type of browser they're using. And that's good for later planning if you're looking at upgrading your site that are on.
Yeah, it would be good to know whether they're,
So a full spread, right?
Right. The device that they're using, that would be very helpful because probably a lot of the young folks are going to be on their cell phones for sure.
Yeah, that's actually bring a question to us, but beside just a laptop or, you know, desktop website, do you need a mobile version of it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's another project.
If we start out just with the laptop and the computer, we're happy, okay? But we do want to add mobile capability.
It should be optimized for mobile.
We're going to continue to do this maybe for 2 years, so we're probably working then.
Okay. All right.
I really like it. You know, the online interview, we can feel you. We can, having a good conversation, get everything done. So,
yes.
Thanks for WebEx.
Absolutely. Once I logged in correctly, huh, and hit the audio.
Right. That's a common problem.
I don't know what happened on that. I apologize for it.
No problem.
Okay, but we can be available for WebEx calls as well. So just let us know what you need, and we're here. And we are so thankful for the opportunity to work with you.
Absolutely.
And we are thankful for the opportunity to serve you as well. That we're just hoping that we can get this more as fast as I can, but be patient with us. We're doing this well. So sometimes, because it's spreading in different class, so it takes a while to get everything done. But we'll get the very basic site maybe push up sooner so you can start on serving for the purpose of the reunion. So that's our goal. And I want to ask if the rest of the class having anything add, Taiji, Toki, have been pretty quiet during the conversation?
Nope. Every time, this is Tokimo, and every time I had a question, someone else actually piped up. So I think that we have things pretty well covered. So, I mean, that's good because we're kind of all on the same page. So,
good. Yeah.
That was your subliminal suggestion powers at work.
Absolutely.
Taiji is on the cell phone, I can tell. Most of the time, he is very, not loud, but very active. But I think he maybe mute himself. Okay. And Christian, you want to close the conversation?
Sure. Okay. Thanks, everyone. Thank you for your time.
Taiji?
In...
Yes, please. Thank you very much. I'm a priest. I actually do not have anything to contribute. All the contributions that we made were successful and to my satisfaction. So I thank each one of us for participating.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Again, thanks, everyone. And thank you for your time. And we're looking forward to work with you on this project.
Excellent.
Same here.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too. Enjoy.
Yes, in the rest of the class, I would like you to stay on for a few more minutes. We're going to have a debrief and go from there.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Roll tide. Okay.
All right. I think this is a good conversation. Christian, what do you think?
I guess we were able to gather a lot of information. It's just a matter of just organizing and come out with a plan.
Yes. Michael, you get all your questions answered?
Yeah, just about. I think my goals and objectives are a little different than the 372 class, just because I'll be carrying it through the end of December.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So,
but we're going to have more interview with them.
I feel like I kind of went over on them. Yeah, and I meant to bring up with them also that I'm planning on giving them a weekly communication too.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good idea, actually. Yeah.
I meant whether, because I'm just going to give my, because I'm trying to use, the agile development process.
Okay.
If you guys have already taken that class, that's a good thing. So we'll, the thing we'll do there, I'll make deliverables, and I'm trying to do it once a week because that's how the class is set up. And you'll get their feedback, and that's a good chance to get you're in the right direction or no, that's not what we want before you get too far and have to turn around.
Right.
So right now we're on track with that.
Right. Okay. Well, so I don't know if they will be able to do weekly, but definitely bi-weekly would be, but it's kind of, the rest class only 4 weeks, so we need to have a pretty quick conversation with them. Before the 372 class, Toki and Christian we're going to gathering more information, and we need all work together to build the information structure. And I think what their needs are, like Denise said, she prefer to have a family set first. And then on top of that, having a reunion, detailed reunion information. What do you guys think about either embedded reunion to part of the family side, or are you doing like this, the Green family, like this is a reunion, but the family side, let's see.
I think that approach probably makes the most sense, since the reunion is kind of like a sub-functionality of the purpose of the site.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, okay, well, if you click on reunion here, is this the separate side? I don't know, but their side is kind of this is like a one page. I think
this looks like an event page.
We can click on this and then bring a totally external site like the Green family.
Well, one thing can be done is just, create sub menus, on each of those links, like a drop down menu. For example, for registrations, locations, all the external links.
Okay. So we probably need to vote and decide what the structure. Well, let's see how much information. They want the family history. Family history may be in the first page. Is that right? The family history can be.
That's what I said.
Okay, family history. And they talk about a family culture, but they don't have the information into us yet. Family culture have detail like sports, and I don't know what other things. Scholarship, they did mention about that. I forgot to ask. I was trying to ask if there is any person like they would like to highlight their family history.
What was that, Dr. Lou?
like some person in their family history would like to be highlighted. And
Yes, they did. I put the link on the chat to their Facebook page.
Oh.
And there's a picture of I guess that's Alec Mullins and Estelle, and that's who they want to highlight, and they want to use that picture. That is their logo also. And
that's,
if you see the upper left hand corner,
okay.
There, that's the logo. That's correct.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Alec Alec and Estelle.
Okay. So, but that's, do they have description of them, what they did and whatever, you know? We can ask them. I'm sure they have the reason, you know, why they put that as a logo. Must be have some history, some things they're very proud of, so we can ask to highlight. So, yeah. Okay. So, what else can be family tree, right? She said the PDF. We can make a family tree PDF very quickly, probably convert it to PDF. She gave me a PDF file. But next step is I think we still need to make the family tree as interactive with the database, maybe. I don't know how complicated that could be.
She did say no on that, by the way.
Okay.
I don't know if it, I don't think that was today's interview. I think it was the one we had back in spring.
Okay.
At Informatics Day. They wanted to keep it. They wanted to keep it how they're doing
on
it.
PDF. Okay. Well,
correct.
We're just let's do that then. So, family tree. Okay. There is like where we are now, like a locator, family member locator, like where we are. That one, actually, I know in our one of the research we did. Which one was that, Christian? Do you remember?
I couldn't hear you well.
I think one of the vegetation.
Like the LW family link?
The family? No, I forgot.
Are you thinking of something like a, kind of like a heat map to kind of show like where?
The map. And then you can see like globally, things they have. The one we saw online is only United States, but since they are spread all over the world, we can make an international map, and then we can kind of locate them. I forgot, but it's in the
we're gonna need the database built for that, because you'll have to go and mine the locations from the database. And then you could probably use something like a Google Maps API or something.
Right.
And I guess another thing that they mentioned, they needed a family quiz too.
Oh, family questions, like a quiz, right?
Yeah, family quiz.
Okay. What are they going to put on the quiz?
She said trivia and polls.
Right, like who, like she might put a picture up of a family member and ask questions about them, like who they are, how many kids they had, stuff like that.
I wonder if anybody will participate in that. Maybe. Okay,
I think if it's on the website, that's one thing, but it seems like that would need like a different type of something associated with it, like maybe send out some type of notification that says, hey, take this quiz or it's available or something. I don't know if they would just stumble upon it on purpose and say, hey, let's take a quiz.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't know how many members have time to go back to the family side to go there, check the quiz. That's why I think it's important to get the newspaper, so we push the information out, And then they, oh, okay, well, you know, just like we receive email from the lease, and then we click, oh, what's going on, right? And take a quiz, something like that, maybe. And
so, like, maybe the quiz would be part of the newsletter, but then on the site they could come and find out all the information about that, like the answer, and then some extra information about that family member?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Newsletter, quiz, and then link to the site.
That's a good way to bring in people.
Yes. Find out.
Yeah, because I think ultimately it sounds like she wants participation. The way that it was positioned initially is a place for them to go and get the information, but it seems like she wants it to be more interactive than that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, honestly, as far as just disseminating information, Facebook is, you know, pretty good at that, I guess. But for the people that might not necessarily have a Facebook account, then they could interact in this way. One of the questions that I was going to ask, because she mentioned having, like, a blog, but I assume that some of the different features that she would put in the blog, she could just add on the site as well. But one of the questions that I remember now that I didn't ask at the time was if she wanted users to be able to, communicate on those pages. That may be a little too complex. If it's not a blog, though?
Yeah, it's just not necessary. I think if they have a Facebook, we shouldn't dilute the resource. We should just utilize
Facebook what's there.
As a center of communication. But
like Michael said, having the Facebook API embedded in the website so they could participate in that way. Okay.
Right. I think, yeah. So I think the key is trying to make the information very concentrate on, well, if the family side is this family side, and then you don't have to often, updating that. Periodically, you update maybe half year or something. But for Facebook or for the reunion side, accordingly, the reunion activities, then that make it more clear, I think. They did also mention about the memorial and celebration as newborns. That's one of the. Does that belong to family culture? Probably not. Are you guys all writing notes while we're talking? I think it's a good idea to do all that. So, family.
Dr. Liu, this is Techi. Is this video going to be available to us on WebEx Canvas? Because I'm not taking, I'm on the road driving, so it's impossible.
You can see that with your phone. I'm recording everything.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. And not all the translators here tonight, they today, so we're going to have a little bit of time for them to review as well, but the conversation is quite long. It's like 2 hours almost celebration. But I think that's pretty much the information we have. And then for the 372 student, I guess it's Christian and Toki. And so what we need to do is trying to think about a different scenario. So while we ask them questions, you create a scenario as much possible as you can. At least the three need to be documented, and then draw the storyboard for the coming assignment. But the for overall, everybody here and the rest who are not here even, who will listen to the recording, we need to build the information structure here. I think it's pretty clear what we need for the family side and also the reunion side. So let's make it as simple as possible for user to easily access information. And for Michael and Taiji, I think I want you all also involved in the information structure. And then later on, Michael and Taiji will going to concentrate more on the backend database and also the analytics part toward your capsule. everything clear?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep, everything clear.
All right. Hey, okay, I'm kind of exciting. I think the structure should be very clear, and the goal this time is try to deliver the content as soon as we can. So hopefully by the end of December, we can go and get everything done. All right.
All right.
If there's no other questions, then I'm going to see y'all 372 at 372 and see Michael and Taji on Tuesday. Well, stay safe and make sure you got enough resource, water, and gas. I heard about this.
Great.
It's all gone from this.
I'll just go back to sleep.
Go back to sleep.
I've been up 24 hours. I had to work last night.
Oh, sorry. But, okay, thank you for the lead of the conversation.
Okay.